It's Check On Stories we're following for you this morning on Robert Hood Radio. Our forecast from Pat Pagano, windy, the rain or showers should come to an end. 50, partly cloudy, breezy, and cold tonight, mid-30s. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, 55 to 60. And then Thursday and Friday look like sunny and breezy with temperatures right around 65 to 70. We'll get the full details on the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments. Taking a look at stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. A road closure, Canaan Valley Road and College Hill Road has been closed. The College Hill Road Old Turnpike North section, this is the area that always floods. The road is now impassable. The road is immediately closed until Saturday, the 23rd. A story in the Republican American about farming, moving farmers. Local farmers discuss the state agricultural landscape meeting. Fewer cows and more greenhouses, more farming on rented rather than owned land, higher production costs, and a closer relationship between the consumers and growers in niche markets. The face of agriculture is changing in Connecticut on the land and in the marketplace. An online discussion was sponsored by State Representative Maria Horn last week, prompting farmers and agriculture associate members to discuss trends and hurdles which are facing the industry. Alan Conkerline of Whippoorwill Farm in Salisbury, a former dairyman for the past 20 years, a grass-fed beef farmer who owns two of the 400 acres he tends, estimated to be worth $25 to $30 million. About 280 of the 400 acres are protected against development by easement. Janice Hiller of Adama Farm in Falls Village raises vegetables, goats, and chickens. And more on the CSA, that Isabella Freeman Jewish Retreat Center, and grown on the fenced-in fields along Beebe Hill Road in Falls Village. Amanda Freund is a third-generation farmer in East Canaan, involved in the family's other agriculture-related businesses, Freund's Farm Market, and cow pots, planting pots made of fresh processed cow manure. Most of the farm's milk, by the way, is consumed within 60 miles of their Route 44 farm. The price paid to dairy farmers for milk is expected to rise this year from $17.84 to $25.50 per hundredweight, but rising inflation is a concern and has a direct influence on food prices as the cost of everything from fertilizers to seed is going up. North Canaan selectmen have a budget on their hand that they have to work on. The Board of Selectmen have to go back to the drawing board and see where cuts can be made to the proposed 2022-23 budget. The Finance Board Chairman was particularly focused on raises for town employees. Other areas Selectmen were asked to look at were the auditors and social services line, the latter drawing concerns that the salary was cut and is now too low to recruit for that vacant position. COVID-19 cases in New York, hospitalizations are up 13%. The CDC says 26 counties remain at medium or high risk. The cases and hospitalization rates raised. New York's reported cases in the week ending Sunday were up 32,000 from the previous week. New York ranked fourth among the states where coronavirus was spreading the fastest on a per-person basis, according to the USA Today. Some of the coronavirus resurgence in New York stemmed from outbreaks in the Finger Lakes and central New York, linking to the new Omicron subvariants called BA.2.12 and BA.2.121. Taking a look locally, Dutchess County's cases rose nearly 7% in our local area. Three Great Barrington Housing Authority board members have resigned amid unrest, citing behavior problems by some of the board. The three members of the five-member Great Barrington Housing Authority board resigned en masse on Wednesday without giving a reason. But a letter they wrote to state officials at the Department of Housing and Community Development last month, without the knowledge of the other two board members, explains why it includes criticism of the state's structure for housing authorities, the resulting inefficiencies, as well as a hint that as a result, authority offices struggle to attract professional and competent staff and board members. They also cite behavior problems by some of the board and criticize at least one of the two other board members. As the authority board's regular Wednesday meeting, board chairman James Mercer, treasurer Marie Ryan, and member Mary Pat Akers announced their departure, leaving the board without enough members to vote. The resignation come after years of unrest with the state-funded organization. It's worsened in recent months with a flurry of open meeting law complaints, concerns about mismanagement, fights over public records, and accusations of conflict of interest. Masks have been required at the Ancrum Town Hall. Although New York State lifted that mandate, it's back at the town hall because there's been an uptick in coronavirus in that town. Taking a look at some meetings going on in our region, the Sharon Housing Authority has a meeting that is coming up at 5 p.m. today. Also coming up tomorrow in Salisbury and Sharon, the Transfer Station Advisory Committee track meeting at 5 p.m. In Salisbury today, the Salisbury Democratic Town Committee has a meeting set for 6 p.m. In Cornwall at 7:30, Board of Selectmen have a Zoom meeting. In Kent, Board of Selectmen have a special meeting this afternoon at 3:30, the ARPA Assessment Subcommittee regular meeting. And coming up in Village of Millerton tomorrow, the Millerton Library Annex, 20th Century Boulevard, a public hearing to take place on the discussion of the proposed local law of 2022 entitled Local Law to Abolish the Village of Millerton Police Department. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlake and interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. They've got nightly specials for dinner, a tapas menu, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 34,411.69, the NASDAQ at 13,332.36, and the S&P 500 at 43,91.69. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.